Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. The fundamental fact of the universe is the existence of God Almighty. Every other idea in the world is either directly or indirectly related to that truth. Our existence on earth can be explained only by the creative power of God. Our purpose can be found only in doing the will of God. The moral values have meaning only in relationship to God. Dostoevsky, the famous Russian writer, was right on the mark when he said, "If God does not exist, everything is permissible." All of these observations about God can be discovered in the pages of Holy Writ. God revealed these truths to Moses and the Israelites. "Know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above." Deuteronomy 4:39. The multiplied hundreds of laws Moses relayed to the Israelites make sense only if they came from the very mind of God. If these laws were invented by Moses and Aaron, they would be of no more value than if you and I had invented them. Because of who God is, and because of our indebtedness to Him, He has the authority to give laws, and we have the obligation to know them and to obey them. All the prophets of the Old Testament and all the writers of the New stress the greatness of God and our dependence on Him. The inspired psalmist expressed that truth beautifully. "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Psalm 100:3. Both Psalms and Deuteronomy stress the fact that we can and must know God. Both of the passages I have read to you affirm, "Know that the Lord, He is God." These two verses and hundreds of others assure us that we can know God. Knowing God includes knowing that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. It also means we can know His will. What advantage would it be to us if we could know of God's existence, but could not know what He expects of us? Jesus said to some Jews, "If any man wills to do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7:17. Because our God is the God of heaven above and of the earth beneath, and because our God is the only God, then we are to obey Him implicitly and explicitly. Please listen to the great lawgiver and prophet, Moses. "You shall keep therefore His statutes and commandments, which I command you this day, that it may be well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which the Lord your God gives you forever." Deuteronomy 4:40. Did Moses really mean that God required His children to keep His commandments? You cannot read understandingly any book of the Old Testament without coming to that conclusion. I urge you to read carefully Psalm 119. I shall read just one verse from that powerful chapter. "My tongue shall speak of Thy word, for all Thy commandments are righteousness." Psalm 119, 172. We must keep God's commandments because He is God and has the authority to give commands. How can we prove our love to Him if we do not keep His commandments? John 14:15. But there are added incentives for doing the will of God. God has promised to bless us and our children. That does not mean that none of God's children will have to suffer or to be deprived. You know it cannot mean that, regardless of the teaching of the so-called health and wealth evangelists. But generally speaking, God's children will receive many blessings in this life. In the life to come, we shall enjoy an eternal inheritance. Thank you, and may God bless you.